Welcome to the Backshed Bible Study. Today is April 8th. It's a Monday. We are in the book of Acts today. I'll be telling you about that here in just a second. We will be transitioning out of the Gospels. Now, so what's going to be happening here today is I am connecting things to the sermon series where we've been and where we're going to be going. So that's where the connection is here in the Backshed. We have been for a year hanging out in the book of Acts. And today I'm going to go all the way back to Acts chapter 1. All right. Also, with the audio issues that some of you were talking about, let me know if the audio goes out, because there's a chance this little pack right here could have a dead battery. And if it does, then I just have to swap out one with a good battery. It will not take long to get back to normal. So just need you to let me know. I also can see the closed captions happening on my screen right over here. So that tells me that it is picking up the audio. So what I was pointing out was over there, above my right shoulder there, is our Hume. Just one of the many that's actually, if you're able to see that, that's a water drop. So the drop in the water is one of the has been one of the symbols at Hume for many years, and the symbolism behind that, some of you don't know that, but so that's a drop of water. It has a little tree in it to, you know, say, hey, we're in the mountains, we're in the woods. But that drop of water symbolizes the impact that can happen with 1 week of camp. And that's like a water dropping in the lake, and then it sends out ripples that go across that lake or across that body of water. And that is the impact that the camp would hope to have on the life of a young person in a week of camp. So if you ever see the water drop logo that comes from Hume, that's what that's all about. Be praying for our big fundraiser coming up Friday night this week for Hume. That's a good time to connect here with people at the church. And if you're going to be not able to join us, but you want to help kids go to camp, go to sunrise.church/Hume. And there is a link there to give towards kids being able to go to camp. And that's a great thing to do with your funds. This year, camp is costing, actual cost is somewhere in the tune, in the neighborhood of about $900 a person. When you factor in the counselors, all the transportation, everything that Hume charges, you know, buses went up significantly this year, and we have to pay more for counselors this year. So we subsidize some of that with money that comes out of our budget here at the church. And then we depend on fundraising for a big chunk, and students. And then Hume also actually comes through. They have a very robust, what they call a campership program, and that money that they raise separately that they're able to allocate when people apply that truly need the help. So great resources that are out there, and be praying for our students. What happens in a life of 1 week is so good. Donna, we're on Facebook. I'm on Facebook Live. We are on the Backshed Bible Study Facebook page. That is different than the Sunrise Facebook page. So that's one of those things I'm trying to help people understand. We actually have Backshed has its own Facebook page that you need to like and follow. I'm glad you mentioned that, Donna. So it's separate from the Sunrise Facebook page. Go to the Backshed Bible Study Facebook page. Click like, click follow. You'll get updates, and they'll show up. All right. So there you go. That is the extemporaneous things that I had for you. Not planned to talk about those things, but I am planning on jumping in today, and I want to talk about the transition from the Gospels into the book of Acts, because I think that that is such an important transition for us to see as followers of Christ, as New Testament Christians. When we look at the the story of the Bible, and that the Bible goes from Genesis to Revelation, one of the more significant inflection points in Scripture happens as we transition from the Gospels into the book of Acts, okay? So that's a very significant inflection point in history, because if the Old Testament is telling the story of Yahweh, God the Father, that we know of, that is the God of all creation, the God of history, that we've seen in throughout the Old Testament, we get indications about the work of the Holy Spirit. We get indications of the Messiah that is yet to come, that we will know in the New Testament as Jesus. But what happens as we transition out of the Gospels into the book of Acts, and we love to do this with Luke, because Luke, not Luke, our senior pastor, but Luke in the Bible, the doctor, because Luke writes both the book of Luke and the book of Acts. So he makes that transition very seamless as you take a look at that. And so Luke chronicles the last moments of Jesus on this earth, and he repeats that again as he starts out the book of Acts. So part of the reason that I'm doing this morning is I am going to be, this is for you backshed people, the eight of you watching live right now, that I'm going to be preaching this coming Sunday, and this is sermon prep for me. So I'm taking you through some of my sermon prep for this Sunday morning. So if you tune in Sunday morning, if you happen to be watching from a distance, or if you're here, some of this will be very familiar for you. Let's start in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I've dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, and after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. And it says in verse 3, he presented himself alive to them about his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And so in these moments, if you were watching yesterday, or if you were at sunrise yesterday, you heard Pastor Luke tell the story about Jesus and the disciples that were on the road to Emmaus, right? A great story. I love this story. There are so many fun little tidbits in there, but some of us, we were talking after church yesterday about the other guy that's on the road to Emmaus that is just nameless. There's the part about Jesus going, what happened? What are you talking about? What's this event that happened? So you have the whole event on the road to Emmaus, and Luke is alluding to that, among other things, as moments when Jesus presented himself alive to his disciples after his suffering. He says, by many proofs appeared to them during 40 days, speaking about the kingdom of God, speaking about the things that are yet to come. And so get this in verse 4. And verse 4 is kind of my inflection point of this morning. I'll try to keep this decently brief here. But it says, while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So Luke tells them, repeats this, that Christ had said, stay in Jerusalem. Don't go anywhere. And he's like, I'm gonna baptize you with the Holy Spirit, which I'm sure they had no clue what they were in for. When we read the second chapter of Acts, when we see the Holy Spirit arriving, it is a whole different ballgame that I know the disciples had no idea was coming for them. So he says these things, and I'm sure they're going, okay, that's great. They, by this point, they're learning to trust him a lot more. And that, hey, he said he was going to go away. He said he was going to get raised again. I think this guy knows something. And so it says in verse 6, so when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? We talked about this, I believe, last week, when you have this point where, again, though, they still don't quite get it all. They understand a lot, and I think they understand enough that they are going to stay in Jerusalem and not wander off. They're going to trust him, but they still think it's going to be a king. There's this hope that the Jewish people are going to be in charge again, that the Roman rule will go away, that, you know, Babylon's gone, like, the Romans will be gone. They'll have their day. And Jesus is saying to them, it's not for you to know times or seasons that the Father is fixed by his own authority. But in that verse, in verse 8, that word in verse 8, but, however, okay, instead, but you will receive power. Stop right there. Stop right there. They just asked him, when will you restore? Are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Meaning, are you going to give Israel power? He says, that's not for you to know. However, you will receive power. That's big. Okay, that's a cool little nuance. And got to be honest, I hadn't even seen that little piece in there. That little word, but, three letters. But you will receive power. I'm not worried about the kingdom of Israel. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. Okay, so in Israel, but oh no, but also Judea. Okay, so the entire kingdom of Israel, not just the northern, not just the southern, but the northern and the southern. And Samaria, by the way, so outside of Israel to the end of the earth and beyond, you will receive power. Okay, so Jesus is leaving the earth and he is giving the authority not to the nation of Israel, but he is putting power in us to do his work. Okay, that is the cool message of Acts chapter 1. Okay, and that is why I see this as a major inflection point in all of Scripture, is that Jesus is saying, my work here on this earth, practically, day to day, is done. It's going over to you. And they're like, this is crazy. How are we going to do this? And that's what's going to be the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to come upon them. The Holy Spirit has to come upon you in order for you to have power. And you'll be my witnesses to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the end of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes. There we are. The angels appear again, yet again. Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. And so in so many ways, what the angel is saying to the angels are saying to them is, all right, you've watched him. You saw him ascend. You saw him leave. Now let's get your heads down back onto this earth and focus on the goal that I have set out for you. You're going to run this race. You are going to do so in the power of the Holy Spirit. And for many of you, you're going to die on account of it. And yet I am giving you my Holy Spirit to do this in my strength, in my power, but you're going to get the power. And on goes the gospel spread through his people, through what we would become to know as the church, the big C church. It's exciting. That's the beginning of Acts chapter 1. That's where we're going this coming weekend here at Sunrise Community Church. And so devotionally for you here this morning, it's a short one, but I think it's a mighty one. If we can get this knocked into our heads, our power comes through the Holy Spirit to do the work of God. Jesus left us to do that. Okay, I am going, some of you are sitting going, Cliff, you said this last week. Cliff, you've said this over and over. And the reason I keep saying it is so important that we understand our position. It is so important that we understand our responsibility. Every single one of you that's watching along here, God has given you this privilege, this power, this responsibility. Let's act like we have been given that. Okay, and go out with confidence and boldness without fear. Okay. Yeah, you'll be all right. We'll be all right. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, friends. Thank you, Barb. Excuse me. So that's it. Book of Acts. Let's see. Yeah, I wrote some notes in here. My study Bible says they were still thinking of an earthly kingdom and not an eternal kingdom. Sean, thank you for joining us. Thank you all. Let's pray, and we'll be on our way. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing power that is given to us through your Holy Spirit. Oh, may we understand. I need to understand that today. Please grant us boldness. Take our fear away. May we speak confidently in your name with the power that you've given us. And Lord, would you have your way. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who ascended, the one who raised from the dead, and the one who ascended, we pray in that name. Amen. Amen. All right. Angie, you said it. You nailed it. Being missional. In so many ways, so true. Sorry for the deep, gruff voice here. April and I both got something this week that is brutal. Well, it's not brutal. It's just, it took our voices away. So, you know, a little bit of cough, but nothing else. No head cold or anything like that. Just a little chest something. So, you know what? It's all good. It's kind of nice to have a deep voice every once in a while. But that's it for the week. Hope you have a fantastic week, my dear friends. I appreciate you. Join me back here next week. I am hoping, if all goes well, to invite my friend Jason Chappelle to join me, and we'll do a little team interview together. Jason is back from the Philippines and spending some time here in stateside. So, going to be excited to hopefully be able to have Jason join us. He doesn't know I haven't invited him yet, but he just texted me a few minutes ago to let me know he was back. So we're going to have him at church on Sunday and hopefully have him as my guest here on Monday. All right. God bless you all. Love you. We will see you next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining me for the Backshed Bible Study Podcast today. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. The Backshed is hosted by yours truly, Cliff Carey, and is a ministry of Sunrise Community Church in Fair Oaks, California. The Backshed Bible Study can be viewed live every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on Facebook at facebook.com/sunrisecommunityonline. All video episodes are also available at youtube.com/sunrisecommunitychurch. For more information about Sunrise and its ministries, go to www.sunrise.church. We hope you're able to join us again next time here in the Backshed.